Hello and welcome to Parking Thought, the show where we highlight the good in the world from the extraordinary to the everyday. You're going to want to like and subscribe wherever you happen to find us. Curiosity, meet gratitude. My name is Jacob and I'm glad you're here today. This is another edition of our Random Gratitude. This is Random Gratitude Volume 2. And what it is I go around and I've got a microphone that plugs into my phone and I ask people to tell me something that they're grateful for that they think others overlook, right? Tell me something that you're grateful for that you think others overlook. And in fact, we've actually added a portion of our website to be able to allow you to do just that. So if you want to participate in the show, right, head on over to parkingthought.com and you should be able to see a link that says contribute to the show. Now, it's just a web form, right? It's just a web form that's out there that you can fill out and tell us something you're grateful for. I will read that on the air in a future episode. Now, if you want to actually record your voice and send that in, you are absolutely welcome to do that, right? And the email address you want to send that to is jacob@parkingthought.com. I will take that, just make it a WAV file or an MP3 file. And if the audio quality is good enough, which for most smartphones, as long as you're not in a noisy environment, it should be, you can tell us something that you're grateful for that you think other people often overlook. Now, I want to start this with something I'm grateful for that I think other people often overlook. And it's one of the Star Wars movies, believe it or not. And I'm not talking about episodes 4, 5, or 6 with Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher. You know, I'm not talking about those episodes, right? The Star Wars and Return of the Jedi and then The Empire Strikes Back, right? I'm not talking about those ones. I'm talking about the first three, actually. And this is a little interesting, right? Because the first three are considered the kind of, you know, for the people who are Star Wars fans, they kind of look at those first three and they're really meh. You know, that's kind of the expression that you get out of folks in that space, right? It's not really something to be excited about. However, what those movies impacted and what they did was not insignificant. And so I'm grateful for episode 2, right? Attack of the Clones. It was not the greatest movie, and I'm not saying it was the greatest movie. Well, what I am saying is that between episode 1 and episode 2, George Lucas looked at his production process. He looked at flow towards business value, feedback, and continuous learning. We often talk about that on this program, right? He looked at flow, feedback, and continuous learning and noticed that one of his processes in regards to flow was moving film, right, into a digital medium so that way it could be edited in a way that would allow them to do the special effects more cleanly, and then he had to convert it back into film. And so between episode 1 and 2, after that process, you know, kind of slowed down, you know, parts of the production, he looked at Sony. He went to Sony and he said, hey guys, can you make a sensor that will work in a camera that will allow us to just film the next one totally digitally? And they did. And Sony has gotten really good at making sensors and camera. My wife shoots with a beautiful full frame Nikon D750 camera. I shoot with her old Nikon D7100, and I also shoot with another camera, my Sony A6000. Sony continues to make the sensors for cameras. In fact, they are the largest sensor maker for cameras, for digital cameras, out of anyone in the world. And there's a very good chance, not even just slightly, but a very good chance that you have been taking photos with one of the Sony sensors, the technology that they developed because George Lucas said between episode 1 and 2, I'd like to shoot this next one digitally. And I'm grateful for that. And I think it's something people often overlook. All right, now, hang on. We're going to get to some other folks who are grateful for other things. I don't have all of these recorded yet at the time I'm recording my voice today. And so I'm going to be just as surprised as I put this episode together about what some of the things people have said and sent into the show. Again, if you want to send something into the show, head on over to Parking Thought, hit contribute to the show, and join us there.
Hi, my name's Kieran. I'm grateful for children who say thank you and appreciate all the work that volunteers do for their ski race program, who actually physically say thank you. It matters to me just because it takes a lot of time to be a volunteer, and I don't think they really recognize the amount of time it takes to like drive to meetings and show up and stand out here for an hour and punch numbers in. And the fact that they recognize that and they're in 6th to 8th grade, that's pretty awesome.
Hi, I'm Lenny, and I'm thankful for cattle because they are really fun to work with and they make great hamburgers.
Okay, this is Tina DiRienzo, and what I am grateful for is my health, because without that, there's so many things I cannot do, and all the money in the world would not change that. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Liz McLeod, and I am thankful for having the opportunity to be able to change jobs anytime in my career that I have. I've recently went from one career to another, and I know in other countries they have children and parents and such that don't have the opportunity or education to be able to move on to a better job.
My name is Natasha Albritton, and I am grateful for my health.
Hi, Jacob. What am I grateful for? Coffee. Not just the coffee itself, but the people behind how I get my coffee from start to finish. From the person cultivating the ground, to the one picking the beans, to transporting that coffee to the warehouse, to the driver delivering the coffee, and to the person making the coffee at the convenience store where I walk in the morning half groggy and pour myself a cup of hot coffee. It's people we tend to overlook, and it's the people who are the most important thing in the process. Thank you, coffee delivery truck driver, for doing what you do so I can do what I need to do.
Hi, my name is Sam Tibbs, and I am so grateful for a perfect song, one that communicates something that I've been through or something that I know to be true. It just is really impressive to me when someone can commit both words and music to something that I have no idea how to do.
Hi, I'm Jima, and I am very thankful for my family, my 9 kids, my 23 grandkids, and my 5 great-grandkids, and my husband.
Well, I'm grateful for everyone who could contribute to this episode of Random Gratitude Volume 2. And let's wrap this up. This is the part where I tell you that the best way to say thank you for this episode is to share it with someone you know. And I'll let you decide who that is. If you're joining us just for this episode, then we're glad you can make it. And if you want to stick around for the long haul, then whatever podcast app you use, Stitcher, Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, whatever it happens to be, right? Go ahead and hit the subscribe link there. You should be able to find us, right? And if not, head on over to parkingthought.com. Over on the website, you're going to see a subscribe link, and we should have some of those links for you there. If you liked what you heard and you want to contribute back to the show, feel free to hit that contribute to the show link we've also created at parkingthought.com, and we will read whatever it is that you're grateful for that you think others overlook on the air. All right. Lastly, and as always, we like to finish each episode with a challenge to remember that in a world where you can literally choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?